Today is Wednesday, March 20th. The title for our devotional is David's Repentance. In 2 Samuel 11 to 12, we read of David's truly horrendous sins. He sleeps with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, while Uriah, a soldier in David's army, is out at war fighting for him. When she becomes pregnant, he devises a plan to cover it up. He brings Uriah in from the battlefield and hopes that he will go home, sleep with Bathsheba, and therefore everyone will assume the child is Uriah's. However, Uriah proves to be an incredibly honorable man. He refuses the comforts that his fellow soldiers on the battlefield cannot share and doesn't do what David suggests. So David tells Uriah's commanding officer to send him to the front of the line, move too close to the archers, and then back away so that Uriah will be killed. This plan is successful, and David brings Bathsheba into his home as one of his wives. So David has now committed adultery and murder. God then sends the prophet Nathan to David, after he thought that he had gotten away with it, to reveal that he is aware of what David has done and pronounce judgment on him for his grave sin. After hearing all of this from Nathan, David confesses and repents. He doesn't deny, deflect, or ignore it. He simply confesses it. In 2 Samuel 12, 13 to 14, we read, "And David said to Nathan, 'I have sinned against the Lord.' Nathan replied, 'The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die.'" Psalm 51 is David's prayer of confession and repentance after this incident. It's a great example of what genuine confession and genuine repentance looks like. When God's judgment is enacted and the child becomes sick, David goes to the Lord in fasting and prayer. In 2 Samuel 12, 16 to 18 and 20, we read, "David pleaded with God for the child. He fasted and spent the nights lying in sackcloth on the ground. The elders of the household stood beside him to get him up from the ground, but he refused, and he would not eat any food with them. On the seventh day, the child died." Then in verse 20, David got up from the ground. After he had washed, put on lotions, and changed his clothes, he went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. David knew that he was called to be holy as God is holy, as we read in 1 Peter 1:16. It's a quotation from Leviticus 11:44. He failed in this, and we all do to some extent. When he did, his resilience and faith was displayed. In the face of such harsh judgment from God, many would be tempted to run away from God. David runs to God. Instead of retreating into anger and bitterness over the harsh punishment he received, he confessed and repented, accepting the judgment of God. David also didn't remain in the guilt of his sin. Judging from the rest of his life, he seems to have understood and accepted the grace of God, that God had, quote, taken away his sin, as the prophet Nathan says in 2 Samuel 12, 13. I'm sure that this was a wound he carried all of his life, but because of his resilient faith, it didn't completely cripple him.